We're at Trade Talk in Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, and we're at the AMVAC booth here talking with Joe Short. Joe is the marketing manager for AMVAC. Joe, we're talking about yield enhancement solutions from AMVAC. Let's talk about that.
Great. Appreciate the time today. People are starting to see a lot from AMVAC talking about yield enhancement solutions, and really what that means. It's an overall focus that our organizations do. We have a lot of things that we're doing, helping people understand some of our foundation chemistry, some of our current products that we've had in the marketplace that are great tools. Some people, and we'll talk about this here in a little bit, are starting to relearn about some of our products just with as trends and production needs change. Some of that, but it's also a foundation of how we're going to bring out our new products. Everything is focused around yield enhancement. You know, a lot of people can talk about, you know, controlling weeds, controlling insects, things like that, but it all comes back to how the grower gets, you know, a return on their investment and how they enhance their yield and what kind of solutions you provide to that. So it's not only a platform that we work off the growers, but it's kind of a way of thought for our organization, and it allows everybody in the organization to participate and make an impact in that.
Let's talk about the insect side of it first of all.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of, over the past 12 to 14 months, we've had a lot of growers and retailers come to talk to us as we've had some kind of, you know, transition. We have some real hot pockets as corn prices have been really high. There's several things have been going on. One, we're having an increased amount of corn on corn out in the marketplace. So it's putting increased pressure, especially in some of the different soil pests that we haven't seen in a while. Some of the technology and things adapt, we've had some areas where people either seeing just too much pressure for it to hold up the traits, the below ground traits for corn rootworm control, and then in some other pockets just like nematode control, things like that, where just pressures have built up, people are looking at utilizing corn soil insecticides, one, to be able to control the pest problems they're having or enhance what they're getting from their trait today. And I think for other growers, they're really integrating that into an overall pest management strategy, so we're using all the different tools we have in front of us. And with the commodity prices where they're at and the investment that the grower has to make on the front side, everybody wants to maximize that return on their investment, and you know, products like Aztec, Smart Choice, and Counter really are some versatile tools to help them on the soil pest control side.
And as far as weed control, I know there's a lot of things happening there too.
Oh, absolutely. So, as obviously our friends in the South, you know, managing weed resistance has been really critical for them over the last 5 years, and that continues to be a trend that grows to the North. And fortunately, we're getting some growers to be a little more proactive of that. But one of the things that people are doing is it's not just becoming, well, think about doing a addition to the tank mix with your Roundup or what your preferred brand of glyphosate, but they're being proactive about that. And Impact herbicide is a product AMVAC's had on the market for several years. Impact is the standard in corn safety. It's the safest corn post product out in the market today, and it has the performance that comes with it. So you hear people talk about the power and the results. You really do get kind of the best of both worlds with Impact. We're fortunate that we're going into our second year where we've partnered up with Monsanto in their Roundup Ready Plus platform and offer. And Impact has become an essential part of that solution on the corn weed control on the post side, and it's the first product they've put in the portfolio and offering on the corn side that's not a Monsanto branded product. So we feel, you know, very, very proud about that. But they recognize too, you know, the attributes of the product, and it's a great product for growers to use mixed with their Power Max or Weather Max along, you know, preceding their harness or degree uses, and really give them the total weed control out in the marketplace.
I always like to ask a final question. What are some of the trends going forward? What's the future hold in this area?
It's an interesting, I mean, obviously as we come off of a kind of a wild year this past year with some of the pockets and, you know, in agriculture having no moisture, some having really great yields. So there's a lot of ups and downs there, but I think that everybody's still looking very positive. I think there's a bright future for agriculture from that perspective. So one of the things is just how do we do things to manage, you know, to maximize, you know, the investment, because it's always like the poker chips are getting bigger to play at the table, and so people want to make sure they get the risk management pieces. And I think that growers in general are seeing a trend of proactively managing issues, whether it be weed resistance, insect pressure, things like that. I really see, really great to see growers proactively attacking those, and I think that's a trend that's going to continue to grow.